Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Anne Frank, you are my hero. You are the reason I write a diary and feel my problems compared to yours are zero.
Okay, fair enough.
You hid in that annex for like a million years. You wrote down your thoughts. You wrote down your fears. The thought of making noise during the day nearly brought you to tears. Like you, my bedroom is a concentration camp. Our siblings are annoying. Our style, they do cramp. From Connemara to Amsterdam, we are like soul sisters, but our lives are a sham. I hope that someday the world will read my teenage Great Gatsby, but obviously without being found out by the Nazis.
What's that it?
That was it.
Oh, that is desperate. I like how as well you're like, I hope my siblings cramp my style. Because yeah, that's exactly it. Anne Frank was really annoyed by all her siblings. Not because, you know, she was worried that they were going to be found out or anything. Just because they were really irritating.
Look, Chris, I found comparisons between myself and Anne Frank, okay?
Yes, it's amazing that you were able to draw parallels between you and Anne Frank.
I told you,
that
okay? I warned you.
That is awful.
I warned you, Chris.
That is bullshit. I'm furious with you. But anyway, I'm sorry, Kira. I will. My siblings grabbed my style, because I'm sure that's what she was worried about. Oh, I'm sorry. We will let you continue.
Okay, this one is called "Figuring Out Harry Potter."
Oh, okay.
What is it about that nerdy wizard boy? His weird scar and his dislike of Malfoy. He really is such a bore. I'd say he wrecks the head of Dumbledore. I mean, I feel sorry for him because of you-know-who, but he sleeps in a cupboard. There's no way he'll defeat him. He won't know what to do. I mean, the Dementors near make him piss his pants. He talks half-snake, half-human when he goes off on a rant. His friend Ron Weasley is kind of whiny, and seriously, you ever heard of a GHD, Hermione? Take Hagrid. No one's saying, and I might revise, but is it okay for a young boy to hang out with a Scottish giant in the woods unsupervised? Also, Voldemort, just say it, you big Nancy. And on a side note, invisible cloaks are for pansies. Also, the teachers in Hogwarts seem really unstable. Being left in a classroom with adult goth Snape could prove fatal. And Quidditch, what a shit made up sport. Everyone on a broomstick, please don't make me snort. The golden snitch sounds like a sexually transmitted disease. We all have to itch. Also, Chamber of Secrets sounds like a woman's vagina. So does Deathly Hallows. What made you call him that, Rowling? A severe case of angina? Maybe I'm being too hard on him, and in Harry Potter I should believe. So let's see what he pulls out from his wizard's sleeve.
Wow, a lot of references to vaginas in that poem, dear. What's going on with you?
There was only one reference.
There was Deathly Hallows.
Oh, yeah.
There was Wizard's Sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you not get that?
No. Chris, I wrote this as a bloody teenager.
A wizard's sleeve is slang for, you know.
Okay.
JJ, that's slang for, yeah, it is, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You pervert. That's really clever, though.
Thank you.
Even though you didn't mean it.
I didn't mean it at all, but anyway.
Wow.
Chris, are you,
here is wizard sleep.
Chris, are you ready to hear the last one?
No. These are terrible. These are dog shit.
Harry Potter one was really good. And if you actually read the Harry Potter books, that was a very in-depth Harry Potter poem.
Oh, yes. The part where you accuse Hagrid of being a paedophile. That's particularly insightful, Kira. Hagrid is the big guy with, like, the curly hair and all that. He's like, hello, Harry. Yeah, all right. And obviously, Kira implying the character of Hagrid hanging out with Harry in those situations is weird. Not the actual, you know,
no.
The situation. Or
Chris,
the
are you
people
ready for
involved.
My final one?
No.
It's called The Rose of Trilly.
Oh, good. Oh, these two have been stellar. I don't know how we're going to get any better than this.
Oh, I wish that I could someday be the first proper Rose of Trilly. I'd wear that sash like a ride. My parents would be in the dome in Kerry and literally die with pride. I'd wear a dress with the slash up to the thigh. Derek Davis would get fired for giving me the eye. I'd do an Irish jig better than Riverdance, and I'd have all the nation in a trance. All the other roses would be totally jealous of me, especially the Texas rose, because unlike her, my Irish roots are free. I'd shift her escort just to piss her off. Then I'd totally beat her in a saddest person who has died story off. Hey Darwin Rose, what country is that even? And also, how come there's never been a rose from Sweden? New Jersey and Queensland, you should not even enter, because when I win, it will hit your nerve center. So other roses, as that pale moon is rising above that green fountain, mountain. I'll be shifting the face of your escort by that pure crystal fountain. I'll say, hey, it's me, Kira, the first proper Rose of Tralee, just like Sandra Bullock in Miss Congeniality.
They were awful. That was disgraceful. You have this sexually aggressive, confrontational nature with all the other roses in the Rose of Tralee. You draw parallels between you and Anne Frank. This was your kind of off-the-rails, weird era. These were desperate, Kira. And I am ashamed that we shared those with the nation.
No, I've definitely written worse.
They are... I am furious with you. How could you bring what is usually such a sacred and respected institution that is Kira's diary into that? Kira, that is awful. How dare you?
I don't know. I'll stick off with my Harry Potter poem.
Well, I suppose maybe it was more clever than I could understand because I don't know anything about Harry Potter. I got some of the references, though. They were good. The thing about Hermione needing a hair straightener was funny. But Kira, I am furious with you. You must have been such a difficult teenager. Ugh. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Kira's diary. Absolutely disgraceful. Natalie, however, on Twitter saying, those were beautiful pieces of poetry, Kira. I am surprised they aren't on the Leaving Cert. Also, Jameson says, rhyming enter with nerve center. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Crown says, haha, oh God, that Harry Potter poem was so funny.
Thank you, Crown.
Fair enough. It looks like, Kira, maybe I am wrong here. Maybe I'm not able to appreciate art, you know? Maybe it's me that's wrong. There you go, 2FM saying how beautiful they work here. I mean, everybody loving them. Even a retweet from the 2FM Twitter account. All right, Kira, I stand corrected. I apologize.
I think you were too hard on me.
I apologize. They were wonderful. And maybe I just need to learn to appreciate them more. It's my problem. And look, I'm working on it, okay? Chris and Kira on 2FM.